Art, the roster churn was a direct result of how last season ended, right?
Right, yeah. It was a mess last year. They were winless in their final 10 games. They lost to the hated Portland Timbers in the playoffs. And so the Sounders decided it was time for extreme makeover on the roster. As well they should have, because this has been a big disappointment. I don't think that a lot of the players who left were necessarily responsible, but they have to make some very tough decisions in the MLS because of the salary cap, and that caused the departures of Steve Zakuani, Mauro Rosales, and Michael Gisperning, three of the more popular players in the Sounders, and it mandated a change to fit in players who worked better together, both on the field and in the clubhouse.
Two of the constants that are back this season, Coach Schmidt, he almost lost his job, and then the fans are back. But how long can that last? Is there a limit to that fan passion?
You know, that's what the Sounders do not want to find out. There's a tremendous pressure on this team to deliver because they've led the MLS in attendance for 5 years in a row. They are double the number two team in terms of average crowd. And yet that hasn't produced a title, no MLS championship. And that's been a source of great frustration for a lot of fans, some of whom wanted Schmidt gone, and the management stuck with him. And I think the other pressure that's going on that they probably can't speak about, but it's pretty obvious to me, which is the Seahawks' success. They're sort of partners in sports enterprises, Sounders and Seahawks, and every team, including the Mariners, including Husky football, and all the other big-time operations, really feel like they've got to get with it, because the phenomenon of the Seahawks and their embrace of the 12th man set such a high standard that if you don't come anywhere close, you're going to look real far behind. So that is a real urgency that is coloring this season.
Well, there are so many new players, including this week's acquisition of free agent forward and Kent native Cam Weaver. Who are the ones to watch so fans can embrace them?
Well, they've got a new goalie, Stefan Fry, who is replacing Gisperning. And he's a Swiss international. They think very highly of him. A midfielder they like a lot is Marco Papa, a Guatemalan national with a lot of international experience. Kenny Cooper is a longtime MLS veteran who's built like a linebacker. And he's played at FC Dallas last year, a longtime veteran and a good scorer. And there's a young guy who came off the bench in Saturday's 1-0 win over Kansas City. His name is Sean Okoli. He's from Federal Way, as is Lamar Nagel, and he's really an exciting guy with a lot of speed. He set up the winning goal with a cross in front of the goal mouth. I think Schmidt is really high on this kid's potential, probably the fastest guy in the club. And then the guy who scored the goal last week, Chad Barrett, is a longtime MLS veteran who is a very bright, funny, capable guy, and I think he's going to be a fan favorite this year.
Well, this roster turnover is making me think of what's going on with the Seahawks right now with all the free agency signings, a lot of players leaving the team,
yes,
including Golden Tate.
Yeah, but there's a big difference in the MLS. The salary cap in the NFL is $133 million this year. That's the amount that the teams can pay players in total. The MLS salary cap is a little over $3 million. So that gives you an idea of where these two enterprises are in the American sports landscape. But in Seattle, they're 1-1A.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.